President Obama's perceived reluctance to talk about matters of race raises a number of questions. Among them, how is that reluctance viewed by African Americans? Their enthusiastic support helped him win the White House in 2008. For more, I'm joined by Lester Spence. He's an assistant professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Does a black president enter the White House with a different set of expectations than a white president when it comes to race?
Yes, he's expected to be, just as during the 50s and 60s, African Americans were routinely told that they had to be twice as good. In this case, President Obama is in some ways expected to be twice as good, both by white citizens and by non-white citizens.
So if we're talking about differing standards, I'm wondering if in your mind, the president talks differently about race in front of largely black audiences than largely white audiences.
Well, what he does is he uses this down-home language among African Americans that he doesn't necessarily use in non-black audiences. So the best example, there are a couple of examples I can use, but the Father's Day speech he gave, for example, when he was running for office, in which he basically blamed black poverty, the education gap, not necessarily on political or economic structures, but rather on the wayward behavior of black men. Right. And when he's giving the speech in a black church, when you pull it up on YouTube, you can hear in the background black people agreeing with him, not just because he's using the cadence that they're familiar with. Very rarely, if ever, do you hear him engage in the same type of critique of white behavior.
Now, Bill Clinton did the same thing. So in that case, is he just being politically astute? I mean, he's also arguing that he's not afraid to run away from difficult problems when addressing a black audience. And to make the point, I'm going to ask you to take a quick listen to a clip from the speech he gave today at the Urban League. Before we go on, let's listen.
Then some people say, well, why are you always talking about parental responsibility in front of black folks? And I say, I talk about parental responsibility wherever I talk about education.
Now, interesting timing there, because he knew that something was going on in the audience. He let it play out. Tell me what you think you heard there.
What I heard is him speaking to me, right? In that I've really been a strong critic of President Obama, even as I voted for him, largely because he does tend to speak to blacks about parental responsibility, right? So he's pushing back. But at the same
time, is that a bad thing, though, to speak to blacks about parental responsibility?
Well, Michelle, my wife and I have five kids, and I'm about as responsible a father as you can possibly get. But to the extent that my kids have challenges, to the extent that we have challenges as a family unit, it's not because we're not responsible. It's because increasingly we're expected to bear the risk that previous generations didn't have to bear. And it's having a really, really hard consequence on my family, and I'm middle class, much less on families where people are forced to take two and three jobs.
Mm-hmm. The president today in the Urban League speech said that people should not just look to him to lead this national conversation about race. He said that it should take place at kitchen tables and at water coolers. It seems like you could argue that perhaps he's not the person who should be leading or even stoking that national conversation. Would anyone have expected John McCain or Hillary Clinton to lead a national conversation on race?
I understand that critique, but no, it is the president's responsibility, because if he doesn't speak about it, other political officials will, and they'll take a line on it that he disagree with politically, and that would be bad for us. This isn't just a water cooler thing, like we talk about LeBron James signing with the Heat rather than the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is a serious conversation.
Professor Spence, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Lester Spence is an assistant professor of political science and Africana studies at Johns Hopkins University.